We are spotlighting Amherst this morning as part of our spotlight series at the Arabica Bistro on Park Avenue in Amherst. And whenever we get into communities, we always like to talk with folks in the schools because, I mean, that the community really and the school go together, whether you have children there or not. If people want to come to a community because of the schools, they enjoy the sports that take place. And we get to the top this morning with Steve Sayers. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the invitation. It's great to be here this morning.
What happens in December now for your schools? What are we? How many days into the, have we got to the 100th day yet? Is that taking place yet? Are we close to that?
No, we haven't quite reached 100. We'll finish up our first semester here the week before Christmas. I think our last day of school, the first semester, is Friday, December the 21st. So it's a very, very busy month, obviously finishing up the first semester. And you know, one of the things that I really enjoy about this time of year is the many, many concerts that take place district-wide, our elementary schools, junior high, high school band, orchestra, choir, just the Christmas music and in the holiday season. It's just it's a busy time of year, but a very fun and enjoyable time of year, and it's just great to see everybody in that holiday spirit.
And it's not only in the schools, but it's also here, for example, with the Miracle on Main Street. And we mentioned in the news that the Madrigals will be over at Lorain County Community College this week for the Zero Proof Mix-Off.
Yes, and that's a great point, Craig. And the Miracle on Main Street event is just a great community event, and the schools play a part in that event. And it's just a lot of fun, and it's always kind of nice if you have a couple of flurries in the air. Kind of sets the stage for the Christmas season. But yes, a lot of our school groups and organizations will participate in that parade and that event. And our Madrigals actually travel all over the community, performing this time of year. In fact, they'll be at our Rotary Club. Our Rotary meets every Monday at noon, and they'll be performing at Rotary here in a couple of weeks as well. So they travel throughout the community.
A lot of good things happening, I assume, in the school system. Any you'd like to highlight at the moment?
Well, yes, there's a lot of good stuff happening, and probably the biggest and the most exciting thing that people are talking about is our new pre-K through 3 elementary school that is under construction. And that's been a great, great project, and it's been made possible by the passage of a bond issue in November of 2016. Our community overwhelmingly supported the bond issue, and the elementary school is under construction. We're hoping that it will open next August for the 1920 school year. But as you know, when you get into construction projects, there's a lot of factors that are beyond our control, things like weather and when materials are delivered, those types of things. But we're hoping to have a very detailed update on the project schedule here sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But that's probably the biggest thing that people are talking about here in Amherst. And I can highlight some other things, but we could be here all morning.
Well, sure. Just a little bit more about the new school. Where is it located?
It's actually located where the old Harris Elementary was located. Of course, that building has been demolished now. So at the end of this project, we'll have two mini campuses, if you will. We'll have the pre-K through 3 building and the junior high 6 through 8 on one campus. And then we'll have our Nord Intermediate School, which will be grades 4, 5, and then the high school, Steele High School, on another campus. So that's kind of the long-term goal here. And again, it's something that everybody's excited about.
On a day like this, you join us. I assume you start your day with us this morning, and then you're off to what?
Well, this morning, ironically, I'm headed over to meet with one of our English classes at the high school, and they're in the midst. One of our English teachers, Janet Grissinger, was kind enough to invite me into her class, and they're in the midst of one of their assignments is to develop a need in the community, or to identify a need in the community, and then develop a solution and a way to to meet that need or to solve that problem. The class is presenting their projects today, and they actually invited me to stop by and be a part of that. So looking forward to that. I'll be over at the high school for a couple of hours later this morning. And that's one of the things I love about the superintendency. Each day is different and very unique. And I've had a lot of good jobs, but this is the best job I've ever had. And it's just a great place to be. And great kids and great staff and a great community that supports and values education. And some days are more challenging than others, but far more good days than challenging days.
You mentioned the passage of that bond issue. Beyond that, to talk about finances just for a moment, are things pretty stable?
Yes, we're very fortunate. We passed our last new operating levy was in November of 2012. And one of the things that obviously that provided some additional revenue, but part of our master facility plan was to consolidate buildings. If you go back 10 years, we had six schools plus our board office. And once this new elementary school opens, we'll be down to four buildings. Actually, our board office will be in the elementary school as well. So, of course, when you consolidate buildings, you reduce operating costs. And that, coupled with the support of the community in 2012, has put us in a good position financially. We are projecting financial stability through at least 2022. And, we'll see what happens. Obviously, a new governor, so who knows what's on the horizon in terms of state budget and those types of things. And that's a big deal for us because about half of our funding comes from the state. So what happens in Columbus has a great deal of impact on what happens here locally in Amherst. But as of right now, we're in a good position.
Talking this morning with school superintendent from Amherst, Steve Sayers. You talked about traveling to schools. You have to look eye to eye with the students, so sometimes you have to get down low to be at their level. Any particular things that you do when you're going through the different schools to connect with the kids?
No, one of the things I try to do, and admittedly it's been a challenge these last couple of years because this building project has consumed a great deal of my time, more than I've ever imagined, but I try to be visible in our schools and in our community with various events, for example, like the Miracle on Main Street and Christmas concerts, athletic events, those kinds of things. But I have to tell you, one of the things that I enjoy most is visiting our elementary schools, and in particular our primary building, our K-2 building. I'm a former high school math teacher, and I've spent my entire career at the high school level, teaching high school math and coaching and those types of things. So there's something really special about going into an elementary building full of 5, 6, and 7-year-olds, and they have a great way of keeping things in perspective. And I tell people all the time that when I'm having a rough day, all I need to do is to go down to our elementary school, walk through the hallways, pop into a couple classrooms, and those little ones, they just have a way of putting a smile on your face.
You mentioned math. I remember going through school and hearing about new math, and then later my daughter, new math, and I seem to hear new math every generation, it seems. Are there really new ways of teaching math?
Well, yeah, there are, and I think what happens is kids, one of the things that we're trying to do in education now is to develop thinking skills for students and problem-solving skills, and oftentimes there is more than one way to approach a math problem, and so that's one of the things that we're trying to develop with our students is that that's okay. Yes, there is a way that maybe makes sense for you or I, but there's maybe a way that makes sense to somebody else. So, but the overriding goal and idea is to promote problem-solving skills and thinking skills, and that's what we're trying to do with our math program.
You want to
hear that, Bruce?
I was going to ask him if he needs to. Where can I... anybody want to buy a used slide rule is what I would wonder.
Yeah.
Time. And I have some graphing calculators too, which I realized, you know, technology has changed the way kids learn, but it's all about, I'm looking at it on the Twitter page, they're measuring boxes for quadrilaterals and stuff. So, you know, you take all these different ways of getting math into your head, whether it's through an event or...
I'm sorry to interrupt. But I did want to share, you mentioned Twitter there, and I would encourage everyone to follow us on Twitter. Our teachers do a great job of taking pictures and sharing what it is they're doing in the classroom, be it math or other subject areas. But it is really kind of fascinating to see the different projects that are taking place in our classrooms. And we're blessed with a very, very talented staff here in Amherst, and they just have an ability to connect with kids and to make learning fun and enjoyable. And so, yes, I would encourage everyone to follow us on Twitter, check out our Facebook page, website for all kinds of neat things that are happening in our classrooms.
Yeah, and, of course, other school districts, kids go, hey, how come we're not doing that in our school? Bring it up to their teachers. You know, little competition never hurt anybody, right?
Yeah, it's a competition's a good thing.
Speaking of that, congratulations to your football team this year too. They've kind of made the turn to the corner, I guess, a little bit.
Yes, Mike Passarello, our head coach, has been with us for 2 years and has done a great job with the program, and we feel like we've turned the corner as a program. And in fact, Tim Alcorn and I were just talking before I came on air here that the Southwest Conference is just a tough league. And of course, you know, Avon and Avon Lake and Olmsted Falls, perennial schools and programs that are at the top of the league, and that's the level that we're trying to get to. And we've taken a step these last couple of years, and hoping to take additional steps. But those are elite programs, and that's what we aspire to.
Absolutely. Well, if your competition is strong, it just makes you a stronger performer on and off the court, as it were. Steve,
absolutely. And yeah, no, and that's why we enjoy being a part of the Southwest Conference. It is a tremendous competition athletically, and it's good for our schools academically as well.
Steve Sayers, the superintendent of Amherst Schools, joining us this morning as we spotlight the community. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll let you get on your way and visit all the schools this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and again, appreciate the invitation. It's always a pleasure.